The idea that time doesn't work the way that we would expect time to work, perhaps, isn't such a brand new idea. In what may be perhaps the most telling statement that Albert Einstein left to us regarding his views of time and space and the way we work in our world, I'd like to share with you a quote of Einstein's perspective on the nature of time and how it works in our lives. Einstein said that time is not at all what it seems. It does not flow in only one direction, and he said that the future exists simultaneously with the past. When I was in school and we were studying time through physics and the sciences of my day, I was taught that time moves in two directions, that we have the past is the history that's behind us, and we have a future that is yet to be lived. And while these two elements of time certainly exist, what we know now is that there is a third element of time that has not been accounted for in recent times in conventional wisdom, conventional science, and that is within the present moment, within the very moment that you and I are sharing this information right now, time exists as many, many, many layers, layers of possibilities. Within this very instant, there are many, many other instants that are playing out, each slightly different in nature, each slightly different in the way the events of those instants unfold in our lives. And this third component of time now is called vertical time. Vertical time. So not only do we have a past and a future, but in the present, there are many presents that are unfolding in each instant of our lives is what we call vertical time. So the question is, now, if time does, in fact, travel in two directions, is it possible that those two directions have multiple lanes? In other words, when we see the events of our lives playing out, or the ancients describe those events in the language of their time, is it possible that events that look like they have begun from one perspective could have a very, very different outcome by changing lanes of time along the way? So interesting, when we look into the traditions of those who have come before us to see the way that time is described in such a linear fashion, typically through the use of words like the ribbons of time or the roads of time, the waves or the lanes or the paths of time. So when we're thinking of time from this perspective, in your mind's eye, if you can think of the moment that you're experiencing right now and consider the possibility that there are many, many, many other moments that are unfolding in this instant, and you are participating in each of those moments, and each of those moments is a slightly different outcome and a slightly different possibility. It holds a slightly different potential from where we are in this very moment. So the question, if this time that exists as rivers and waves and roads, in fact, is traveling in these two directions, can an event in our lives begin in one lane and change lanes to result in a different outcome later on in time? In other words, if the events that begin along one lane of time jump lanes during their journey and they arrive at a given point in time, a different lane with a different outcome, what some have called the quantum leap, what does that mean in terms of ancient descriptions of prophecy? When the ancients were looking from their perspective into our future, what were they really seeing and what were they really describing? If time, in fact, works the way that I'm suggesting in this discussion, it may very well be that when an ancient prophet was standing in his moment in history hundreds or thousands of years ago, and in his mind's eye, he or she were looking into the future, rather than seeing the events as linear progressions of one thing that must happen after another, that must happen after another, is it possible that what the prophets were actually describing in the only language that they knew, in the words of their time, that they were seeing the vertical time, that they were seeing the multiple events, the possibilities that could happen, and if so, how else could they have described them other than in what to us sounds like a linear fashion? So when a prophet was seeing and describing our future as a time of destruction and disaster and death and decay, and in the same instant of time, the prophet also sees a time of birth and regrowth and joy and peace and healing. And scholars look at these descriptions today and they say, well, which is it? Which can it be? We can't have both, or can we? Is it possible that when the prophets were looking from their perspective into their future, and in some cases into the future that still remains before us, what they were actually describing to us were the myriad possibilities that the physics of time hold in store for us? And if so, were they also then describing to us the technology of how we may choose which of the futures they envisioned to become the reality of our lives? If this is so, if this is true, the implications are vast. This concept of time implies the possibility that regardless of what a situation looks like in the present moment, we are not locked into one particular outcome. Whether we're talking about the healing of our bodies, or the bodies of our friends or loved ones, or the peace between nations, the peace of our world, even if someone that we know, or perhaps is happening to us personally, even if our health appears to be deteriorating and all the indications from the doctors, the medical community, all the chemical tests say to us that we are experiencing a deterioration in our bodies, from this perspective, that is only one possibility, and if carried to its logical conclusion, can have disastrous results on the one hand. And on the other hand, because it is only one of many, many possibilities, it suggests that through something that we may do, shifting the focus of where we place our awareness in vertical time, in the many possibilities of time, we can make the quantum leap and jump from the road or the path or the river of time where it appears that our bodies may be deteriorating into a new path where we are vital, rejuvenated, healthy, fully enabled, fully capacitated and intact. And in fact, it appears that is precisely what many of the ancient traditions understood in the language of their time, and in the only words they knew, they attempted to convey this wisdom to us in their future in a language that we're only beginning to understand. Now, we're going to describe these possibilities and develop this concept throughout the rest of the program. And I'll say right now that the key to everything that we're about to do, if time in fact exists the way we're suggesting, the key is that even though all the possibilities already exist, all of the possibilities of peace and healing and joy, as well as death and destruction and frustration and anger and hate and rage, even though they all coexist simultaneously, the key is that we must claim the experience that we choose for ourselves and our families and our communities and our world, and the science of claiming how we focus and experience our lives each day is the science of navigating through the mind of God.